God spoke to me, and you want to know why you have said yes to God, but things are not going the way that you thought that they were going to go. You find yourself in a place where everything is falling away. You're falling yourself in a place where the things in the world, in the life that you had, what you once had, is now drifting away, and it's becoming something new that you have not never recognized, and you're wondering what's next. God has shown you, and you know that God is faithful. You know that God is a God that keeps his word, but you are not understanding what is happening in this moment. God says that this word is for you. Rain, rain, rain on me, Lord. Rain, rain on me, Lord. Rain. Hello, DGF gang. It is your girl, Dom, and I am back with another episode. I am so excited for what the Lord has today, and this message is going to be a really good message, I know, and it is for the ones that God is saying that you need to let it all fall away. Let it all fall away. Sometimes we can find ourselves in a season where it is hard to allow our old life and the old things fall away and step into the new that God has called us to. Step into the new that God has shown us. Step into the new. Step into a kingdom in a world that we've never seen before. To journey into a world where everything and every procedure and every process is new. To learn how to trust when you've never trusted anyone before. To learn how to trust when anytime you put your trust into anything, it has failed you. But for whatever reason, God has shown you that you can trust him. But for whatever reason, God is allowing you to see that if you trust me, and that if you put your all in me, and that if you continue to follow me, this journey and this blueprint that I have for you will unravel. But it will take you allowing your past life to fall completely away. It will take you allowing the people that were once in your life to walk away. It will take you being comfortable with being uncomfortable in this new kingdom where God has riches and he has blessings and he has promises for you. But in order to keep walking, you have to allow the weight that has been put on you for so long to fall off. God wants to take the weight that is on you. He wants it to fall off. He wants you to let it fall off, but you have to allow it to fall off. You have to allow God to continue to push you forward. And when God is pushing you forward, there are some things that will start to fall off for you. There is some weight that will get left behind, because God desires for you to be light and free. God desires for you to follow him freely, where you will not be judged and no one will be able to hinder the path and the promises that God has for you. When you allow the weight to fall off, when you allow yourself to step into the promises that God has for you, you will begin to see life in a different way. The weight that God that you have on you now, you're not going to be able to see the life that God has for you clearly when you have individuals speaking in your ear telling you that what God has called you to will not work. When you have people speaking into your ear telling you the things that God is showing you will never come to pass. Some of these people need to be left behind. Some of these people are heavy weight on you, and God desires for them to fall off so that you can continue to walk forward. God desires to bring people that can push you further, that can pull you into the future, that can pull you into the promises that he has for you. But when you be obedient, and if you can be obedient, and if you can trust God and allow it to fall away, you will start to see yourself jogging. You will start to see yourself running, and you will start to see yourself never looking back at the dead weight that you allow God to take away from you. But God is wanting you to understand that faith, that mustard seed faith that you had is for no reason. That mustard seed faith that you have is for a reason, because he has shown you something. He has shown you that he has called you into something bigger, into something greater, that's going to bring you further, not only you but your family, the people in your environment. He has called you to a specific community, and you know that you are the only one that has what it takes. So God is wanting you to let it fall away. You think the pain is the pain of yesterday. You think the pain is the pain that you went through in your trauma, but God wants you to understand that this pain is going to be pain that's going to build you up into what God has called you to. This pain is pain that's coming from the enemy, and God is allowing the enemy to throw things, but they are not prospering, because what God is doing is allowing you to build yourself up, and God is teaching you as the enemy is trying to trip you up. The enemy is trying to pull you down, but God is allowing the enemy to throw these challenges at you, because he wants you to understand that when you trust him, that no many weapons will form, but none of them will prosper. God wants to show you that he can trust, that you can trust him. But in order for you to see that you can trust God, he has to allow you to go through the challenges. He has to allow you to go to the through the pain. Every battle won, you will learn and you will understand that God is a God that will not fail. Every time you allow something to be set aside, every time you allow the weight to be left behind, you will realize that the only thing that you have is God, and you will realize that God is the only one that you will need. God wants to get you to a place where you can see that he is the only one that you will need, because where he is taking you to, he wants you to understand that the things that he is getting ready to put in your environment, the things that he is getting ready to put in your path, he does not want you to get distracted. He does not want you to get swayed away. He wants you to understand that the fulfillment is within him. He wants you to understand that the love is within him. He wants you to understand that the blessings is with him and having his presence. Because when God starts to bless you, when God starts to bring people in your path, when God starts to take you to the next level, you will have people chasing after you like you've never had people chase after you before. But God wants you to remember, God wants your foundation to be strong. He wants you to never let him go, because the minute you let him go is the minute everything that he gives to you will fall. So do not be weary. Do not be weary and keep going. God says, let it all fall away. Let it all fall away. And watch, you still have everything because you have him. Watch, you still have everything because you have his spirit. Watch, you still have everything because you have peace. Watch, you still have everything because you have serenity. Praise the Lord. Let it all fall away. 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 God has called you to something major. God has called you to something that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. But he wants you at this moment, at this time, to know. He wants to know, do you trust him? You have prayed for God to increase your faith. You have prayed to God to take you higher. God is wanting to take you higher, but in order for you to go higher, you got to let some things go. This plane wants to take off, but it's over capacity. So you got to take some of the luggage off of the plane. This plane wants to get to the next level. This plane wants to go into a journey, into a world that it has never been before. But if the plane is over capacity, then it cannot take off. God needs you to let go of some of the baggage. God is showing you the baggage that needs to be removed. God is showing you the baggage that has been damaging you. God is showing you the baggage that you don't need. And God is wanting you to remove that baggage. Because God is saying that this flight is going to your destiny. This flight is going to the blessings that you have been praying for since you were a child. This flight is going to the journey in the kingdom that you have been praying for your whole life. Let it all go. Let it all go. A lot of times when we don't let things go, and when God is calling us to let things go, it is because he wants you to understand that you can trust him. But the individuals and sometimes people in your environment can make it seem like that's weird. Sometimes people will make you feel like you're weird for choosing God. But it says in Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God is renewing you. He's renewing your mind. He's showing you that this world can give you nothing. This world won't give you anything. Only the Spirit of God will bring to you everything that you desire. Everything else in this world is just an added factor to what you already have through the Spirit of God. Everything of this world is to show the individuals that God allows to come into your presence, into your environment, that if you can do it, they can do it too. If God can build a life of blessings, of miracles, of peace, of joy, then I don't have to live in darkness. If this person next to me has depended on God from point A to point B to point C to point D, then I can do it too. I don't have to live in misery. I don't have to live in suicidal thoughts. I don't have to live in depression. I don't have to live in sickness. Because I see this individual that has allowed God to take them through every tribulation, every trial, and every single time I have seen them continue to move forward and up. I have seen them to overcome every obstacle. This is the reason why God pushes us forward. The other reason that God desires for us to do the things that he has called us to do is because we love to do them. God wants to show you the gifts that he puts inside of you. God wants to show you the beauty within fulfilling your purpose and doing the things that you love to do with your heart, with your whole heart. He wants you to understand and see the fulfillment that comes with doing the things that you love to do, along with inspiring and helping other people. When you do things because you love to do them and you know God loves seeing you do those things, it pushes you into a different purpose. It pushes you into a different drive. Will you do the things that God has called you to do even if nobody is watching? Will you do the things that God has called you to do if no one ever sees? We do and we should do the things that God has called us to do because God has called us to do them. So if God is the only one that sees us, then that's enough. If it makes me happy, if I love doing the things I'm doing, then that's enough. If I have the Spirit of God and I know that I'm loved by God and I know that I have peace, then that's enough. So I pray strength unto you now. I pray clarity unto you now. I thank God for pushing you and giving you boldness and giving you strength to step forward and let it fall away. Every obstacle and every demon that is in the way, I cast it down in the name of Jesus. Every doubtful thought, I cast it down in the name of Jesus. We throw it into the pits of hell and we push you into purpose. We push you into the future. We push you into blessings because it is what God has called you to do. It is the will of God for you to be fulfilled, for you to prosper, for you to live exceedingly and abundantly above all things. And it is so in Jesus' name. God loves you. I love you and God loves you so much more.